Today we're going to do Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Tainis. We left off on the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We are at Be'echad B'teves L'hoya Bo Maima. This is on the last line of the page. So the Mishnah had said that on the first day of Teves, which is a Rosh Chodesh that has a korban, that has a Musaf, obviously, and we also say Hallel on it because it's also in Chanukah, so and it also has a korban etzim, Lo Hoya Bo Maimed. So there was no Maimed by any of the Tfilos because the Hallel is Docha, the Maimed of Shachris. Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is Docha, the Maimed of Musaf and Mincha. And any day that has a korban etzim, there's no korban etzim, there's no Maimed by Ni'ila. So Amalei Mark Shisha Bered Rav Chista L'Rav Ashi, Mark Shisha Bered Rav Chista said to Rav Ashi, Maishna Halal D'dachi D'day. Why is it that a day that we say Halal on, the Halal is Doche, the Halal pushes away its own Maimed, meaning the Maimed of Shachris, we say Halal during Shachris, so the Halal gets rid of the Maimed that would go with Shachris, or Maishna Musaf T'lo D'dachi D'day. But on a day that we have a Musaf where there's no Maimed by Mincha, so it sounds like there is a maimed by Musaf. So why is it that when there's Musaf, it pushes away the Mincha maimed and not the Musaf maimed? Meaning if Halal, which is by Shachris, pushes away the Shachris maimed, so Musaf, which is by Musaf, should push away the Musaf maimed, not the Mincha maimed. So Amalei Rav Ashi said to Mark Ashisha, that which you think, that a day that has Musaf, there's no maimed, the maimed of Musaf is still there. It's not pushed away. It's not only the maimed of Mincha is pushed away. You're wrong. He says, Hashta delavdi de dachi. No, think about it like this. If Musaf pushes away the Maimed of Mincha, then for sure it pushes away its own Maimed as well. So it gets rid of both of those Ma'amadas. So Amar Leh, Mark Shisha said back to Rav Ashi, yeah, Musaf is Docha, its own Maimed, but what I really meant to say is, Lo Lidchi Eladi Day. Why does Musaf get to push away the Maimed from Mincha at all? Let it only push off its own Maimed and not the Maimed from Mincha. I mean, you thought I was asking, why is it that Musaf pushes off the Maimed from Mincha but doesn't push off its own Maimed? That's not what I was asking. I know that it pushes off its own Maimed. I was asking, why does it also push off the Maimed from Mincha? So Ravashi said to Mark Ashisha, Iker Rabbi Yossi Dekai Kavasach. Rabbi Yossi says just like you, that the Korban Musaf is only Docha, the Maimed of Musaf, but not the Maimed of Mincha. Titania, we have a Bryce, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Kol Yom Sheishba Musaf, Yeshba Maimed. Any day that has a Korban Musaf has a Maimed, meaning disagreeing with the Tanakamu holds that a day that has a Musaf does not have a Maimed. So Maimed Demai, which Maimed is Rabbi Yossi talking about, that a day that has a Korban Musaf has a Maimed? Ilema Maimed is Shachris. If he's saying that any day that has a Korban Musaf has a Maimed during Shachris, HaTanakam and Nami Achi Kamer. Tanakam also agrees to that. The Tanakam that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi would agree to that a Korban Musaf is not Docha, the Maimer of Shachris, doesn't push away the Maimer of Shachris. So that can't be what he's talking about. Elo, you have to say, rather you have to say that when Rabbi Yossi says that a Korban Musaf is not Docha, it means the Maimed de Musaf, that the Korban Musaf is not Docha, its own Maimed. But you can't say that either, because Didei Nami Lo Dachi, you think it's not going to be Docha, its own Maimed? That's not logical at all. Ella, rather, the third possibility you have to say is what Rabbi Yossi means when he says that a day that has a Korban Musaf has a Maimed, it means De Mincha. It means that there's still going to be a Maimed there for Mincha. But Korban Eitzim Dachi, when there's a Korban Eitzim as well, then there's no Maimed at Mincha either. So from Rabbi Yossi we see that any day that has a Korban Musaf has a Maimed, it sounds like even if there was a Korban Eitzim, so this doesn't work either. Meaning, what do we want to say? That the Maimed of that having a Musaf will push away the Maimed of Musaf, but not push away the Maimed of Mincha, and Rabbi Yossi is therefore saying that any day that has Musaf is also going to have a Maimed because the Maimed of Mincha is still intact. But that's not true, because if there happens to be a Korban Eitzim, there won't be a Maimed of Mincha either. Elalav, so what you have to say is Rabbi Yossi holds that any day that has a Korban Musaf, there's a Maimed, a Dini'ila. The Musaf is not Docha, the Maimed of Ni'ila. Shmamina, and you see that Rabbi Yossi holds Didei Dachi, Delav Didei Lo Dachi, Shmamina. But from that whole analysis, we see that Rabbi Yossi holds, just like you, Mark Ashisha, that it's going to be that the Musaf is Docha, its own Maimed, but it's not going to be Docha any other maimer of the day. It's only the carbon eitzim that's docha another maimer of the day. The musaf itself is not docha another maimer of the day. Now we said in the Mishnah that on Rosh Chodesh Teves there was no maimer at all because there was halal, there was carbon musaf, there was carbon eitzim. So with all those things, you're not going to have a maimer at all. So the listening nami be'echad benisan lo hayba maimer. Why don't we say it's not the only day of the year that there's no maimer? Why don't we say also in echad benisan there's no maimer? You know why? Mnei sheish bo halal, because there's halal, it's Rosh Chodesh. The carbon musaf, and there's a carbon musaf, which is docha the maimer of musaf and mincha. The carbon eitzim, and there's also a carbon eitzim, and that should be docha the maimer of ni'ila. So Amarav is also meres halal de bereish yarcha lav da'oraisa. He says no, there's no real halal. Rosh Chodesh halal is not a halal mida'oraisa. The halal that we say in Rosh Chodesh is not a halal min haTorah, and therefore that halal is not going to push away the maimed of Shachris. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadik. Rabbi Yochanan says the name Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadik, very important Gemara. Shmona Asar Yom Bashana Yachid Gomer Behen Es HaHalel. Let's make that a main point, not a main point, a concept. Shmona Asar Yom Bashana Yachid Gomer Behen Es HaHalel. 18 days in the Jewish calendar, we say a full halal. The Elohein in the 18 days are as follows. Shmona Simei Chag, the 8 days of Sukkot. Shmona Simei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. The Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach. The Yom Tov Shal Atzeres and Shavuos, the one day of Shavuos. Again, this is assuming in Eretz Yisrael. Uvagola, and if you happen to be in Chutz Laretz, where you have Yom Tov Sheni, then it's Esrim Ve'echad Yom. Then it's 21 days. Ve'eluhein, and the 21 days are Tisha Simei Chag, 9 days of Sukkot, because you have an extra day, Shmona Simei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, that's the same in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, Ushnei Yom Marishonim Shal Pesach, instead of just one day of Pesach, it's the first 2 days of Pesach, Ushnei Yom Tovim Shal Atzeres, and instead of just one day of Shavuos, it's 2 days of Shavuos. So let's make a main point over here. So the main point, I guess, will be is that when we have Halel D'Oraisa, it's Docha the Maimir of Shachris, it pushes away the Maimir of Shachris. Musaf is definitely pushes away the maimed of musaf. It's a machlokes whether it also pushes away the maimed of mincha. And karban eitzim pushes away the maimed of ni'ila. Good. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Rav ikla lebavel. Rav went to Bavel, the chazinu dukakaru halei lebereish yarcha, and he saw that they were saying halal in Rosh Chodesh. So savlav tzukinu, he was going to stop them from saying halal, because you're not supposed to say halal in Rosh Chodesh. We just said it's not one of the 18 days that you say halal. Kivan dechazu dukamidalge daluge. But once he saw that they were skipping a couple of paragraphs in the halal, amar shmamina minag avoseim v'yadayim. He says, oh, it must be that they're following the practice, the minag of their fathers. So that's another important concept, minag avoseim. The concept that people follow the practices of their forefathers, and that's okay to follow such a minhag as long as it's not against the halacha, that's perfectly fine. So I guess we'll make another main point that halal of Rosh, there is no chiyuv da'oraisa of halal on Rosh Chodesh, but the minhag is to say halal skipping a couple of paragraphs. Tana, so we learned Yachid, lo yaschil. Yachid, someone who's davening without a minion, doesn't even have to start to say halal Rosh Chodesh, vim hischil gomer. But if he does start, then he should say the halal, finish saying the halal, with skipping a couple of paragraphs. Now the Mishnah said, chamish dvar miros havaseinu b'shiva asar b'tammuz. There were 5 major tragic events that occurred on Shiva asar b'tammuz, and that's why we fast on Shiva asar b'tammuz. Nishtabru aluchos, one of them is that the luchos were broken. So the Gemara says, Minalan, how do we know that that's true, that Shiva Asar B'Tammuz was the date of the breaking of the Luchos? So the Gemara brings a Braisa where all of the different Tanaim hold that the breaking of the Luchos was on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. They discuss other things, but they all agree that it was on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. The Tanya, because the Braisa says as follows, B'Shish L'Chodesh Nitnu Asar Asadir B'L'S Yisrael, on the 6th day of Nisan, of Sivan rather, meaning the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Asar Asadir B'L'S were given to the Jewish people. Rabbi Yossi Yomer B'Shivabo, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it was the 7th day of Sivan. Man Yomer B'Shisha Nitnu, the one that says that it was given on the 6th day of Sivan, B'Shisha Nitnu, U'V'Shiva Ala Moshe. It was the Asar Asadir B'L'S were given on the 6th day of Sivan, but on the 7th day of Sivan, Moshe went up to Har Sinai to get the Luchos. Damar B'Shiva, and the one that says that it was on the seventh day that the Aseres Dibros were given, so B'Shiva Nitnu Uv'Shiva Ala Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu must have gone back up the mountain, must have gone up the mountain on that same day to go receive the Luchos and Har Sinai. The Pasuk says, Vayikra El Moshe Bayom HaShvi'i, that Hashem called to Moshe on the seventh day, and we assume that that means the seventh day of Sivan. Moshe went up to get the Luchos. Now he went up the mountain on the seventh day of Sivan, according to everybody. Whether Klal Yisrael got the Aseres Dibros on the sixth day of Sivan or the seventh day of Sivan, everyone agrees Moshe Rabbeinu went back up the mountain on the seventh day of Sivan to get the Luchos. Now, he was on that mountain for how long? 40 days, 40 nights. So let's do the math. Esrim Arba de Sivan, when did he come back down? So Esrim Arba de Sivan, there were 24 days still left in Sivan. Then Vichitzar de Tammuz, 16 days of Tammuz, that equals 40 days. Malulhu Arba, and that equals 40. Ubeshiv Sar de Tammuz, Nachis, and he must have come down from the mountain on the 17th day of Tammuz. And that's when he saw Klal Yisrael doing the Egel, and that's when he broke the Luchos. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Vayihi kasher kara velamachne vayaris ha'egel, vayashlech miyadu asa Luchos, vayishaber osam tachas ha'har. That when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Jewish people committing the sin of the Egel, he took the Luchos, broke them, threw them on the ground by the foot of the mountain. So that's where we see that the 17th day of Tammuz was a day that the Luchos were destroyed. So let's the Luchos were broken. So let's make that a main point as well. 17th day of Tammuz, the Luchos were broken because whether the Aseres Hadibros were given on the 6th or 7th day of Sivan, the 40 days of Moshe on the mountain definitely started on the 7th day of Sivan. 40 days later is Shavasar B'Tammuz. Now the Mishnah also said another thing that happened in Shavasar B'Tammuz is Batal HaTamid, that the Karban Tamid stopped being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara brings a source for the idea that that happened in Shavasar B'Tammuz. Says the Gemara, you know what the source is? We have a Kabbalah, we have a tradition that was taught in Torah Shebal Peh from our fathers, that it was on Shavasar B'Tammuz. There is no source. Okay, another thing it said that happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz was Hufka Yir. The city of Yerushalayim was under siege. So B'Shiva Asar Hava, V'Shiva Asar Hava, do you think that happened on the 17th day of Tammuz? V'Aksiv Pasuk says, V'Chodesh Harvi'i Batisha L'Chodesh V'yech Zakarav Ba'ir U'Ksiv Basrei V'Tibaka Yir. So it sounds like the city was Batisha L'Chodesh on the 9th day of the month, not on the 17th day of the month. So it sounds like it happened on the 9th day of Tammuz. Amar Rav Lo Kasha, Rav says that's not a Kasha. Kan Barishona, the Pasuk that says it happened on the 9th day of the month, that was talking about by the first, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. V'Chan B'Shniya, the Pasuk says that when we say in our Mishnah that on the 17th day of Tammuz, the city was under siege, that's talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. T'Tanya Barishona, Hufkir B'Tisha B'Tammuz, U'B'Shniya B'Shavah Asrabo, and the first Beis HaMikdash was on the 9th day of Tammuz, and the second Beis HaMikdash was on the 17th day of Tammuz. So make that a main point as well, that the city of Yerushalayim was surrounded on the by the first Beis HaMikdash on the 9th day of Tammuz, and by the second Beis HaMikdash on the 17th day of Tammuz. The fourth thing that happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz was Sarif HaPostomos HaTorah. So the Apostomos burnt the Torah. So it says Gemara. Yeah, that's just a tradition. Again, we have no source to point to, just the fact that that's our tradition. And another thing that happened in Shavasar B'Tammuz was Hemid Selim Beheichal. They put an Avodah Zarah in the Heichal, in the Beis HaMikdash. So Minalan, how do we know that happened in Shavasar B'Tammuz? Because the Pasuk says, Umeis Husar HaTamid V'laseis Shikut Shomeim, that on the time that the Karban Tamid was stopped being brought, on that day they took the Avodah Zarah and they put it in the Heichal. And we already showed that we know that the Karban Tamid stopped on Shavasar B'Tammuz. So V'chadhava, so says the Gemara, wait a second, V'chadhava, you think there was only one Avodah Zarah that was put in the Heichal? V'aksiv al kanaf shikutzim mishomeim. Sounds like shikutzim, there were multiple Avodah Zarah. So how do you know, just because there was an Avodah Zarah put in the Heichal on the day that the Karban Tamid stopped, that was the first Avodah Zarah that was put in the Heichal that we fast for. So Amar Rav, Rav is a Trehavu. There were two Avodah Zarahs that were put in the Heichal by Menashe, the wicked king Menashe. V'nafal chad al chavri v'tavri lidei. Now one of the Avodah Zarahs fell on the other one and broke the hand of the other one. And that's why the Pasuk says that there was one Shikutz, that there was one Avodah Zarah, because the Pasuk speaks about only one full Avodah Zarah, not the other one that was broken. V'shtakach tavik siv. And we find that it says about the one that was full, that was complete, that it said to the other one, "Ants vislo charuve besa." You wanted to destroy the house of the Ribono Shel Olam by causing Klal Yisrael to want to worship you, Yodcha Ashlimas Lei. So I took revenge against you by paying back for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by knocking off your hand. So that's the vengeance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for trying to lead Klal Yisrael astray. But the bottom line is that there was an Avodah Zarah put in the Heichal in Shiva Asar B'Tammuz on the day that the Karban's Tamid stopped. And even though there may have been more than one Avodah Zarah, but only one remained intact. So let's make that a main point. At least one complete Avodah Zarah remained in the Heichal on the day of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Another one had a broken hand. Another one had its hand broken by the first one. Okay, so we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up from the top of Chav Tes Amud Aleph.